Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, this is how keep it moving works. We go through everything that's trending in 2 minutes. How we're able to do that is I just read off headlines, and Julie either says keep it moving, headline's good enough, or tell me more, give me all the details. We'll make sure you're caught up with everything the internet's talking about, and Julie takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Why are radio hosts fainted on the air, Julie?
What happened? That's going to give me anxiety, this story. What is it?
For National Face Your Fears Day, a radio host in Australia decided to face her fears of spiders.
Oh, God.
They said it will let one crawl on her.
No.
Sounds like a great Dare Dice idea.
No.
She, as soon as they brought the spider in the room, live on the air, like a Dare Dice, she fainted. Collapsed.
No!
They're like, whoa, this backfired. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Oh, my gosh. I will never hold a tarantula. Even when I was hosting Show Me St. Louis, they would have, like, these animal people come in. And I'm like, don't ever bring in a tarantula. I don't want to see one. I'm never going to hold it. I'm always going to be afraid.
I had a tarantula walk across my friend's face.
Yeah, see, I'm not doing that. You wouldn't do it either.
No, yeah. It was scared the crap out of me. I couldn't believe that happened.
You got to be careful with them, because if you brush them or hit them, they die.
It's actually more dangerous for them than
us.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it's actually less fearful for you, and it's actually more scared. Yeah. I learned that.
They're more scared than you.
That's odd. An odd story coming out of Australia. It's a lot of spiders and snakes in Australia.
Yeah.
So she or he fainted.
She fainted.
And
yeah.
She's okay now.
Yeah, she's good. Neighborhood dealing with the real-life Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, my God. What is it?
It's in Fort Worth, Texas. They don't know what's going on. In the middle of the night, their trees are getting trimmed, and they thought it was like Alex Rich. Like, clean up this place.
Yeah.
Surveillance videos found this man walking around at 3 a.m. trimming dozens of trees and making designs out of them in the middle of the night.
That is so cool. Come to my house,
He's on to something.
Yep.
That is so funny. Alex loves that yard work.
The night trimmers.
The night trimmers. A teenager accidentally swallowed a squeaker dog toy.
Oh, my God. Okay, tell me about that.
And he keeps squeaking.
Really?
Every time he laughs or breathes, I mean, he's squeaking. Doctors and nurses were even laughing about it. Luckily, they did get it out.
Oh,
but
God.
This 13-year-old swallowed one, and now he's squeaking like crazy.
That is ridiculous.
It's gone.
So funny.
Nachos fries are back on the menu at Taco Bell, but there's a fancy version.
Okay, I love nacho fries. Tell me.
No, I'm out of time. Sorry.
What is it? Tell me.
They're a truffle-infused hot sauce version of the nacho fries that are coming back.
Huh.
This version comes with steak, cheese, and a truffle-infused hot sauce.
Truffle-infused nacho fries?
Good yep. God. Okay. At Taco Bell.
I'm Googling.
That
sounds good.
I'm Uber Eating it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If it's trending and people are talking about it on the internet, we got you here during Keep It Moving on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We just read off headlines that the internet is talking about, and Julie goes, keep it moving, or tell me more.
That's right.
Cover everything in 2 minutes. Clock is running. People are buying haunted dolls online.
Okay, tell me about that. That sounds funny.
It's the season, man. Thousands of these things are going for sale for around $150, but you can also go as high as $1,000 for a haunted doll. Now, the typical listing will include the backstory of the doll, how it became haunted, the multiple owners it's haunted, the spirits it's connected to, the demands it's made in the past. Basically, they tell you the entire story of Chucky and how it's killed people.
That's crazy!
And then you can buy it online if you want that in your home.
Why not? No, I don't want that in my home. Forget that. That's like, nutso.
Yeah, this doll's haunted and killed 5 owners. You want to be the next one to buy it? Sure. Sign me up for $1,000. Insane.
I still feel like E.T. lives in my basement. I feel like he does.
He does. How long should a woman wait before introducing a new guy she's dating to her friends?
How long?
New survey says 8 dates at least.
8 dates? Yep. And going on like a date every night for a week? That's crazy.
You're only waiting a week?
I mean, I dated my man during COVID, so I didn't see him for a month.
Yeah, I feel like they're saying
I made him FaceTime date me.
Maybe once a week, a kind of dates when you first start off in the beginning, like
So like 2 months.
About 2 months, I think they're saying before you start getting introduced to friends. They say you want to make sure that you're in a solidified relationship before you introduce them to the friends.
Yeah, that's fine because you can do that where the friends show up where you're at and spy on you. Ooh. So I mean, that's how they can see him.
Oh wow,
that's a secret.
A good move.
Giving away all your tips.
An unarmed bank robber robs a bank using...
What did he use?
His finger.
Oh, Lord.
A guy in Florida walked into the bank, put the finger out like a gun, put it underneath his shirt and said, give me all your money. The crazy part about this is he did get some money. He got $120 from the teller.
Dang!
And then it ran out and the cops arrested him and just tackled him.
Good thing.
These are the emojis that aren't cool to use anymore in 2022.
Oh, you better not say some that I use.
Oh, I'm running out of time.
What do you tell us?
You know what it is? The number one for Gen Zers was the thumbs up emoji.
Oh, I like that one.
But you're not supposed to use it?
Not supposed to use it anymore. Gen Zers say it's passive aggressive. You can now like a comment. So if you send a thumbs up emoji, it kind of seems like you're being passive aggressive.
Oh, when people like things, I do feel like, what a jerk.
Oh, see, they don't see the opposite. Okay.
Like, what a jerk face. Why didn't you love it?
See, Gen Zers feel the opposite. You should like it or love it on those things, but you send a thumbs up emoji, like, oh, you're being passive aggressive.
Might as well be the middle finger.
Yep, yeah. That's how they said. Uh-huh. And so I'm going to keep it moving before Julie gives me the thumbs up
to you,
emoji.
Brett.
Better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Let's get it started.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.